WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The Fox Broadcasting Company introduced its first program over a year ago, and they're continuing to bring out new ones. Our television critic David Bianculli has a preview of a new Fox series called Werewolf.
The first program unveiled by the Fox Broadcasting Company was The Late Show starring Joan Rivers. It was a bomb. 1 year later, it's The Late Show not starring Joan Rivers, which is a definite improvement. Then, in April of this year, Fox started rolling out its Sunday night shows. Married with Children, The Tracy Ullman Show, 21 Jump Street, and Duet. In May, they added Mr. President starring George C. Scott. And this month, four new Fox shows premiere opposite network reruns. Those four shows are Karen Song, which stars Patty Duke as a woman who gets involved with a much younger man, and Down and Out in Beverly Hills, based on the hit movie, but with a different cast. Same dog, though. And The New Adventures of Beans Baxter, about a teenage spy. And finally, the one that premieres nationally this weekend, Werewolf. Werewolf is part The Howling, part The Fugitive, and part An American Werewolf in London. Like the other shows by this young network, it's aimed squarely at the youth market, but it's fun for older viewers, too. Werewolf is a well-made horror program, but that shouldn't be too much of a surprise. A network called Fox ought to be able to make a good show about a wolf. The idea behind Werewolf is to take an innocent college kid, played by John York, and expose him to what I guess you'd call the werewolf virus. He's got a girl who loves him, but he has to rule out any more moonlight swims. There's a lot of werewolf point-of-view photography and snazzy special effects by makeup artist Rick Baker. All of this, like the rock music on the soundtrack, is reminiscent of An American Werewolf in London. Baker did the effects for that movie, too, so even the wolf may be a bit familiar. It's a new improved model, though, and way above the norm for TV special effects. This TV werewolf series also borrows from the movie The Howling, because it features a kind of king werewolf. He's played by Chuck Connors, who used to be the Rifleman, and Connors has a blast with this role. He plays him as a werewolf version of the salty sea captain in Jaws, but he laughs like a hyena. The good werewolf has to hunt the bad werewolf down and kill him to be free of the werewolf curse. Meanwhile, a bounty hunter is after the kid, so there's a lot of chasing going on. So it's like The Fugitive, except there's a king werewolf instead of a one-armed man, and a bounty hunter instead of Lieutenant Gerard. Oh yeah, and the fugitive hero is a werewolf, not a doctor. But it's fun, and it's got just the right blend of scares and laughs. Here's a showdown scene in which the hero finally catches up with the king werewolf. But the bad guy, instead of being nasty, invites the younger werewolf to dinner.
I don't need to wait for the sign. I already know the cycle has begun. I can feel it in me, strong. And tonight, we feast, the both of us, on all the unsuspecting, together.
Okay, so The Howl sounds a little like Count Floyd on Second City TV, but it's enjoyable to watch, and that seems to be the common denominator for all the Fox shows so far. Werewolf is the best of the four new Fox series, but Fox still has a higher percentage of watchable shows than any network but NBC. The Tracy Ullman Show is right up there with Saturday Night Live, and I like Married with Children more each week. The fourth network idea sounded crazy at first, but now it seems crazy like a fox. Or a werewolf.
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post.